Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
There are a lot of bats around here, by the way. They're always flying around outside.
But it's great because you can point
so,
it at anything.
Like
if you
can
scrunch up a piece of paper and point it back
just,
at it, and you can hear all the high frequencies, and you can tune it to like 90,000 hertz
yeah.
or something, and then listen to the 90,000 hertz signals. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun playing around with it. So,
yeah. a bat. Wow.
Have you ever done this where you walk along a road? And you hear your footsteps bouncing off
if you I would be
on,
in
like,
trouble in that room specifically that we were talking about because it's very small.
If you close
so
your eyes,
I would probably hurt
myself.
Then when
someone's driveway
and
there's a gap, you can hear the absence of the wall, and then you can feel it coming back again. Yeah. Or if you walk past a fence, and you can hear if you breathe, you can hear it go as it goes along the slats of the fence. The same kind of thing. So you can like hear the. You can hear the different places where it wants to go and what it wants to sound like. Yeah. And also you have the echolocation thing, of course.
Wow, my scientific knowledge here.
Yeah, you can like run your way around. Probably quite exciting, isn't that?
I suppose I would send my sound out like the clap, but I would have a much more accurate return sensed. As a bat.
It's this big empty space. When you're in there by yourself as well, it feels big and it looks...
Well, the starting point is, of course, listening. But maybe you can also create sounds in order to respond to the reaction. So maybe you can clap or stamp or speak or ask the person who's in the room with you to speak. All of those things might help. I guess those are the most simple options.
Like, it's really nice. It's like
I guess
contemporary
you kind
stained
of,
glass.
It's a sort of reflex to scan
well.
A space when you enter. So I guess your eyes sort of scan it, but you also feel
and when
the
you're
size
in there by yourself
the
as well, anything
body,
you do just like resonates.
Like you can feel
kind of like,
how vast a place is or how small a place is because of sound reflecting around, I guess, as well. I'm not sure exactly how. Sometimes you can just sense how high something is. So, but in this case, you just sort of know as well, sort of, you just know what to expect because you've seen the house from the outside in some way. So I guess more of a scan type of feeling, and you can feel like a breeze if the window's open, how big the room is a little bit there too.
Cool, okay, I'll just close the windows.
There's probably one of two options. One would be like a strong association to an idea, like
so a lot of the time taking a
like if I see an image
that
I really feel inspired by,
expanding it
sometimes
more.
That in links to a sound that I want to explore
from,
more. Another is
most of the time it comes
more
from
conceptual, like an idea
to a,
based around maybe a thought
sound
or some text
that's going to be associated with this.
So actually it kind of depends on the context. When things just sort of pop into my head, that's also really nice, but you can't really plan that.
These become like sparks which light a fire. Thank you.
there's often a lot of discussion, and then the kind of solid idea kind of comes out of that, or like emerges out of improvisation, or like devising ideas together, finding like a meeting point of two voices or two approaches. So then it's like often about listening and having a conversation.
Something like that. I don't know. There's certainly a state of being receptive to your own subjectivity, isn't there? Opening yourself to being completely resonant with yourself to an extent. So like allowing something that comes in to like ignite you, as it were. Again, not a fire analogy, but like it's like a chain reaction of things like, oh, that can be this, and that can be this, and that can be this. And then it's definitely like a real impulse to do something, I think.
No, I'm just...
Yeah, chain reaction, I think that's the word. Like one thing hitting another thing.
I guess keeping
and then just a real
all
excitement
these little,
and a desire to get stuff
scraps
done,
of ideas that maybe you want to return to. Depending on the collaboration, sometimes just warming up, like playing fairly open things on violin or warming up the voice, then you feel more loose and able to kind of respond, rather than just feeling like you're still warming up when you're working in the first parts of devising. I think warming up in some way, whether that's like writing notes or playing the instrument, I think that's
the
best preparation.
Like a, if it's a shape, it's like a it's like a fluid or something. It's like a some kind of tubular, like four-dimensional fluid that you can like squish through in different directions.
Well, to a sort of like
something which like you is sort of ungraspably observable, maybe.
I guess a sort of running feeling, because you have the idea, and then suddenly, like all these different possibilities of directions for that idea come into the mind. So
yeah, actually I do often think about how you can manipulate sort of objects in your mind in a way, and the way which you sort of like push through the fourth dimension and you see something morph and change, and maybe that's how an idea works as well. Like you can sort of observe it, but it's not really clear why it works how it does. But
I honestly haven't ever thought about that before, but that's an interesting question as well.
It's like an outside inside, maybe. It's definitely within your brain, but sometimes things feel like they come from without. I guess there's a sort of quasi-religious.
It feels like a 3D space.
Sort of aspect in there.
Yeah, for example, a comparison. When I think about
I definitely feel like when
time,
when you've got an idea,
I just imagine
and it's very
a
clear.
Clock, and like I just imagine
that
time passing
like
a clock is moving
the second half
on
of
the wall,
cycling somewhere. And it like came really as like an apparition of joy or something. It was like,
but when I think
it was
about
more like being
a creative
filled up
idea,
by something, and
I like feel a
clarity.
Space.
It was like sort of
like
being
room
filled
or
with like a liquid.
Like a feeling,
and
like it's
yeah,
it's like a
well.
It's like the feeling that
like
it is to experience
idea,
the piece
it's
is a physical space. So I guess I then try and like understand what that is. But yeah,
it
feels like a sort of
like the only
sort of 3D place that's kind of far away. I'm trying to get
it's hard
there.
To imagine yourself having such an immediate effect upon yourself. The only way in which you feel like something so immediate can happen is through an external agent. So I think sometimes it does feel like. Even though it evidently does come from self-reflection,
I suppose
an idea, sometimes it,
because it's a sort of imagining thought, feel like, it feels like it comes from.
Can feel like external.
It doesn't feel very internal, actually, for me. It feels like I'm imagining myself somewhere else. It might also not really exist in a, like, in a place yet. It's just sort of like lots of thoughts, so then it does have more of a relation to like being in your mind and in your thoughts.
Ah,
like, I don't think so.
Here, maybe. That point of your head, yeah. You know what I mean? This way, the horn, the string to heaven attaches here. It's your antennae. Yeah. It's just what it feels like. If your antennae to heaven, you know? It's the point of communication. Just where your skull has a little dip here, there, in there. In, I guess in your body.
You arrive like there when you're thinking about the idea to begin with.
Because it's a feeling as well, like in the bottom of your stomach, sort of that area. And yeah, it's like a thread through you that you can store. There's a cerebral part and then there's a feeling that it creates in your stomach. And that's where you have it stretched out down your esophagus or your spine or something.
Yeah, I feel like you just sort of arrive somehow. That it's not really super planned about that, at least for me.
Actually, yeah, I get a real shiver down my spine. If I think of a really good idea, I get a shiver down my spine. And that's where it is. Yeah.
I understand the question.
Something like that. It kind of bounces around in your mind. It's like... But I think because ideas come to me as very clearly like musical objects and it's stored as like sound or feeling rather than as like specific things. And I don't often have trouble. I don't often feel like I'm going to forget an idea. It's because it's usually just knocking around in my head. It's going from place to place all the time. It's sort of sitting in the local buffer being delayed every now and then or something.
You know, imagine the circuit that connects together, which is one way of thinking about it.
It's an active process, yeah. Yeah, and playing it over and over and sort of playing and re-recording constantly, adding bits, I don't know. It's an active act. One doesn't remember passively, yeah. It could be just a few words or like a, you know, the right kind of squiggly line, something like that.
But it's to do with association. So like there's like probably an area, I don't know, maybe this is how it works. There could be an area which is all to do with, I don't know, water, let's say. And then like you think about water and then you think about all the things that you've recently read about water and how that relates to certain concepts. And then you think about how water looks and how would that look, sound,
and light metaphorically as well, probably. It's something that moves fast,
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, my fingers, but also excitement as well. I guess my primary form of development is
these symbols, like the graphic notation, and then we would understand, oh yeah, this is the kind of atmosphere of this section and this is what we're aiming towards. So just like playing it a few times then is already the score, if you know what I mean. Like, I didn't really need the
sort of work
graphic notation anymore, because I understood
extend something. But also mentally playing something through as well and letting it go forward.
Definitely. I would say to reference here directly Nam June Paik's Karate Chop piece, where you can slowly lift your instrument up above your head over a very, very long time and eventually you smash it down. Yeah, so that's one example of that being lifted.
In which case you get a lot of colours. It's definitely a thing. And that's all about colour and about like this fragmentation of colours and sounds and stuff.
I guess I just know how heavy it is because it's so familiar. I also
very much like closing your eyes, like, you know, shards of colour and sparkling.
I don't know. You just look at them and you kind of assume that everything is as it is and things in the world of physics haven't changed suddenly. I mean, yeah, you just have to assume. Yeah.
It's more about, like, metaphorically what you see, I guess.
Yes.
Definitely, yeah, like, some kind of synesthetic thing with
so if the tool is on a table
with,
let's say,
like refraction as well, so like
you need to move your
opening out colors into other colors,
lift up your legs,
yeah.
Something in like a that. Forward motion.
Not so much shapes, maybe like shards.
Towards the
really,
point where the
really
tool
shapes,
is. And then stop at that point and take your right arm and extend it towards the tool just above the neck. And then close your hand around the neck. Change the hands around. We're talking about the left hand. Then move that hand up and then extend your right hand over to the other part of the tool and pick it up.
It's like... it's definitely in like a sort of pre-conscious, slightly pre-conscious part of the mind. Your fingers just know what to do in a way, or this pre-conscious part of your brain does. So it's probably there in some sort of improvisatory pre-conscious determinized thing.
The eyes would look down to the left and towards, you would just need to focus. Your eyes would have to adjust. You would need to adjust your focus in order to see a specific string. And I think that's it.
Like a real, you feel like climb around it almost, you know. And the same with a lot of, things.
I think that I'm sort of always aware of it, mainly because at the moment I live in one room. So it's
There's
always
a sort of
around, but
thing going on. Yes, it definitely has a mind's eye. The way in which things move from one place to another.
I guess
is
that the answer is that it's anywhere.
The way the sound works has it this topological.
No, it's just part of me, really, to be honest.
That's got a real mind's eye. I know how that's going to look already, and that's an integral part of the sound and imagining. So I am projecting that as a view as well.
In a living room in West Amsterdam, where there's a lot of passing traffic and people biking by or cars going by because it's quite a busy area and the window is often open there because the sun comes right in, so it's a very quiet music and very infrequent. The sounds that occur because of the piano are quite infrequent.
Yeah, it's a kind of similar thing, I think. Again, that feeling of, the space wanting to resonate. It kind of needing sound input to start it in motion. So you feel the potential in the space, and that is its size. Readiness to receive sound it's an object ready to be excited.
So yeah, you see that, and then you also see some photographs. Maybe, like, conversations in a different room? Or you're kind of aware of those sounds. Or maybe your footsteps.
I mean, because I like to think of spaces as, like, resonating. Well, the sound wave, I would be a standing wave, definitely. And the one thing, the, like, one that stretches the whole length and really, like, is passive and good. Ones which are really in the frequency resonance. Yeah, it'd be like a really low frequency sound wave that just stays in there. Well, if they have different characters, maybe the high ones are really excitable and they go like in every corner of the room as fast as they can, and then the low ones are just like standing in one place. You know?
Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.